I looked at everything that is going on in the Middle East, Lewis, and I figured, you know what? It's time to have Dr. Turi back to talk with him about these situations. I mean, I feel like it's going to blow up. What's going on?
If you remember, Yeshua had said that the entire Middle East will be totally and completely restructured. It's exactly what I said 2 years ago when the FBI and the CIA was about to be restructured. And within a couple of years from now, the Middle East will not be what you see it as of today. It's going to be kind of a very bumpy, put it this way. The tail of the head of the dragon into the sign of Pisces is forcing all this restructure, not only with the Middle East, but the oil industry, anything that dwells with chemicals, anything that dwells with alcohol, anything that dwells with jails, all these predictions are taking place as such.
The stock market reacted a little bit today with some of the tensions in the Middle East, dropping over 120 points. Now, that's not a lot initially. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the morning when the stock market opens back up again. I'm getting these breaking reports now that Israel has bombed the runway in Beirut. And, I mean, they mean action. They are going to do what they have to do to stop now what they feel to be the infiltration of some of the Hezbollah and the other organizations that don't seem to really want peace. They're not stopping. Sometimes I think maybe we should look at their playbook and do the same thing. Rather than, you know, they're going after two soldiers that have been kidnapped, and they're bringing out all their armory to do it. We've lost well over 2,000 soldiers in Iraq, and there doesn't seem to be an end to that, Lewis.
Now, you have to understand that the moon is right now going through the sign of Aquarius, and on your show I gave the date of yesterday for explosions. Understand that Aquarius rules also strikes sudden release of energy, anything to do with aeronautics. And of course, all the series of explosions that we had with the residential building in New York, the explosion that rocked the resort town in Michigan, the 200 people that died in the train explosion, that is the energy that we are under right now. On top of that, it is after the full moon. We are on the winning side, making the situation even worse. And that's what we are all suffering. Remember, the war is taking place above your head in the heavens first, in translating this dense physical world into the human sphere. So what's happening in the Middle East is a higher order that needs to be taking place. And sudden enough, like you said, we lost 2,000 kids so far, or even more. What about the Iraqis? What about all these people? You're talking about thousands of people out there that are suffering the ultimate celestial order. And that is what it is, sudden enough.
Dr. Turi, are we right in the midst of the apocalypse, the end times?
Well, you know my philosophy. I do not support that. I have fear, beliefs in the human ingenuity. I fully realize that we all have been made in the image of God, meaning that we have the power of creation, and that's why the future is the reincarnation of the thought. And I'm always asking people to, regardless of what is thrown at them, not to accept the evil forces to override the good, that we have the potential to turn everything around. We are no doomed. I do not believe one second that we are at the end of time. We are changing time where mankind has to realize that dying for a deity, a religion, or principle, or a political belief is not exactly what the future has in store for us. So we are changing time. The world and mankind is raising its vibration to a level of understanding, unification, and love. So, but before it's going to get better, it has to get worse. But that doesn't mean the end of the world. I do not support the end of the world. And around the year 2012, this is when the culminant time, when the top time will be, where all sorts of happening that I predict will already have taken place. And mankind will raise his vibration and will realize the importance of communion, if I may use that word. But before that, we have to deal with some people in Korea that are very insecure with the government, you know, trying all their best to protect their own people. It's important to be outside of oneself to see why people do what they do. They have a reluctance to grow. They have a reluctance to expand. It's just part of the human nature to not grow easily. But we are into this age of Aquarius, which is supporting a world which is getting smaller and smaller by the day, where technology is getting faster and faster. And I do not believe, again, that we're all going to die suffocating because of the ozone layer disappearing. I believe on cold fusion. I believe in all sorts of science and research that can be done to propulse ourselves outside of the use of oil. I believe in the human ingenuity, and I believe in the spirit of mind.
Dr. Turi, over the past couple of days, I've been talking on the program about strange behavior by people, and I have just witnessed it with some friends and people I care about, where their behavior is absolutely, totally unpredictable. I mean, they are acting like I have never seen them act before. You know, I was in St. Louis for a few weeks, mm-hmm. and I had some dear friends there. And I'm telling you, I have seen, it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in terms of the personality. Do you see anything out there that would cause this?
Absolutely. This is a planet called Uranus, which controls the sign of Aquarius. That is into the sign of Pisces. In your housing system, or in one of the 12 specific areas of the human experience, this planet in this sign creates irrationality. Aquarius, on the positive side, rules the geniuses. Einstein was born with the head of the dragon in Aquarius. It represented the inventor, the futuristic. It rules anything to do with advanced technology, television, computers, the World Wide Web, the Internet, UFOs. That is the positive manifestation of the planet. In some cases, these planets will display negative power. For example, on a child who wants to show his originality but hasn't yet gained enough knowledge, so he colors his head in blue or red, or try to transform himself into a vampire or tattoo every inches of his body. So this planet, Uranus, creates eccentricity, irritability, and originality, and a more positive impact. It's affecting every one of us in a very specific part of the chart. And right now, this planet creates, last 3 days, very, very eccentric news. For example, like this teenager gets 45 years for dismembering a classmate